Alright, here we go. This is the night that Patrick carried his lovely bride to the motel room.
I don't have no lovely bride. My goodness, they don't be married out there for sure. My goodness, sure be something out there. Shut up, Albert. I don't know what to tell you. I have to go. My goodness.
Right after I left, you hear her go, what's that?
You're listening to 27.111.
Well, we are taking over this panel.
I just don't have the green stuff. Girls don't look at color of their skin anymore. They look at, you know, they look at bulges, and I'm not talking about the one on the front. They look at the bulge in your wallet.
You people are ignorant.
Yeah, I know. We tell the truth. The truth is ignorant.
Is that right? Tell me how much you know. Where you been hanging out?
The same place you have, dear.
I'm afraid not.
Hey, yes.
Virginia, do you believe these people? I swear they only cut up themselves. I mean, they act like...
Attention, attention, attention. Next 30 seconds, we'll be taking up our civil defense desk.
Monkey.
He must have said honky. Civil defense is a bunch of old fogies that vigilante squads that the government set up. Get off my channel!
Hey, Albert. Hey, Bird.
Yeah, Bob.
I think Albert's in love.
With who?
That young lady.
Albert, what hell do you think you're at? This ain't 13.
Yes, I love all females.
Hey, Chuck, he loves all females. You better watch him if he ever gets up around your fish tanks with all those guppies.
I thought it was a female, the Homo sapiens species.
Wait.
How bad a cat talk? What do we
think, Dave? What have you been doing?
I know, just sitting here listening. My goodness, that's Sharon blaming me for sending her down to 13 for a radio check. Sharon, you know I didn't do that.
Second, it was either rare bird or cacti, one of you two. I don't know which one it was.
But Chuck did it.
Something like that.
You got that right. It was Uncle Chucky.
Okay.
That's it. Everybody, okay, Rare Bird, you had it.
Rare Bird, get off my channel.
Recorders. And four. Hi, I would like to say hello first to my mother. Hi, Mom!
27.115 on your AM dial.
No. This is dope. Chuck started this whole thing. I apologize to all you girls. Chuck is the main troublemaker.
Wait a minute. Can I ask a question here?
Yes, you may.
Okay, Rambo.
Yes, ma'am.
Why were you, what thrills did you get out of sending Sharon down to 13 to ask for radio check?
We got something going. He sent him up to 23. I sent him down to 13.
Wait a second here. Wait a second. I didn't even ask for a stinking radio check, and you sent me down there.
Hey, Mac.
I said, I didn't even ask for a stinking radio check, and you sent me down there anyway.
Oh, Danny.
No, he sent him up to see Uncle Chuck, so I sent him down to 13.
I didn't ask for a radio check. You told me to get down there and ask him.
She's big enough to know what's going on. She went down to 13 to have some fun last night.
Hey, Sharon. Sharon. Yes, I can't help it. Sharon.
She's married, Albert.
I don't care. not that I don't care that she's not married. I'm saying that doesn't stop me from talking to her. Sharon. Regina's not married. I know that.
Regina and I are married. What's wrong with you, fool?
You need glasses,
old man. That's alright. We bought her a stepladder to stand on.
10-4. That is a
good one.
Because, first of all, that Strat Night Owl, I never even met him.
What you look like.
Hey, Jizzy, you gotta be telling him who you be married to.
Regina.
Night Owl? I don't know Night Owl. David.
You met me on a couple of occasions.
Oh, shut up, Night Owl. Jizzy, you be telling him who you be married to.
It just makes me mad, though, because people go around saying stuff about me. If you don't like what I look like, that's your problem.
Jizzy, we definitely like what you look like.
Only teasing you. You know who I am. I know you do. I must know if
you're together
or something. I don't know what it is.
He says that he knows you through Teddy.
Well, he's full of it because I never met him.
You did? I met you on two occasions. I know exactly what you look like.
Where at?
It was like a McDonald's or a Geno's or someplace like that.
I'm sorry, it wasn't me.
It was you.
I'm trying to think of who was with me to verify.
Hey,
he said Teddy's gonna kick your butt.
We're going down to the head.
Yeah, I care.
It was a long time
ago. Lick your butt, baby.
A long time ago.
Shame.
Well, that's all he could do.
Well,
I don't believe mine did either.
We all
said that.
You you're going out with Ted against you.
Wait a minute. What was that? I just heard somebody say something about Ted or something. Bring it back.
Yeah, I said, just because you went out with Ted, I will not hold that against you.
Oh, I appreciate that very much, but I don't need no favors from you.
Ooh, cut. Put the knife in and turn it. I know what you look like. You're short. That's not a good word. You're petite. And when I saw you last, you had long, dark, you know, not black, but it's like dark brown hair.
You never met me. I have blonde hair.
You may have got it blonde now, but you have black hair when I saw you, Dave.
For your information, sir, her hair is strawberry blonde and it's always been that way.
So you're racist.
I've had blonde hair since I was about 5 years old.
Dave, you dyed your hair black on me when I didn't know it.
Quiet now.
Albert, you got the hair color wrong. It's been blonde.
Regina, your hair's strawberry blonde. The only time you've ever blonde is when you reached at that time.
I think that's your definitely.
Yeah, most of the time it's strawberry blonde.
Yo, she's got a big nose.
Yeah, that too.
Which nose? I've seen her and she's short as hell.
Yeah, she is short, but she has blonde hair, Albert. She does not have dark hair.
She's ugly too.
That too, but still, don't bust her about that. She's mad enough as it is.
10-4.
She said I was goofy looking. I shouldn't be so nice.
Yeah, Bird, are you here listening?
He doesn't have these channels yet.
Bird.
He does not have these channels yet.
10-4. Tell Bird that I definitely know what she looks like. I could be wrong about the hair, but I remember the nose. I think she's got brown eyes too, big brown eyes.
Well,
go back. I don't believe that black hair. I never even have brown hair, let alone black.
I was wrong about that, but there's a couple other things I do remember about you that I'm absolutely right on.
Big news?
Yep.
That was Lisa you were thinking about.
That's one of the outstanding features that you have.
Okay, wait a minute. No, you don't.
Yes, I know you've met me.
Okay, wait a minute. No, you're saying Lisa.
Lisa's tall, though.
Okay, I know you. Well, I've seen you, I know I've met you.
Well, if you met me, it wasn't with Ted, because you're thinking of Lisa. I never met this.
I don't know. She dyed her hair, Bert. Not cheating on me. I'm going to get me a divorce.
Oh, well.
The crack pie.
Never forget a face.
Well, I... Regina. Forget, but you forgot a name, dear.
I might get goofy on the hair and little things, but other things I'm...
Regina. What? Ask him to describe you.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I refuse. I've already gave Dave my description.
I can describe you.
Yeah, definitely confirmed that I was correct.
Short, yes. Black hair, no. Ask him what color eyes you have.
Brown eyes.
Why?
He is thinking of Lisa. What do you have, green eyes or blue eyes?
Green.
Green.
You got that right.
I'm telling you one thing, you're thinking about Lisa.
I know you're short, man. It may be about 4'11".
He is thinking of Lisa.
I know I met you. I know I have.
Okay, well, I do not have brown or black hair. I've got a big nose, but that's besides point. And I do not.
Big mouth, too.
Hey, Bird, seeing you didn't have that channel day when I went to you, could have heard, you know, you could have verified what I said, too.
Oh, well, sure is something. You say you met her, and she don't remember meeting you.
That's happened before. It was real, a long time ago, and it was very, very... Exactly what?
Hey, Albert.
Yes?
To introduce us.
somebody else was with me, but I don't remember who it was. I think Ted said something like, that's Albert's buddy or something like that.
I don't think it was me. I swear, I don't remember meeting you.
Dizzy! Bird! You're Dizzy!
For sure.
Bird! You're Dizzy!
Tina!
Bird! You're Dizzy!
Going, he'll never have to worry about crabs.
Oh, wait a minute, I didn't catch that. What?
Is it the Ray Giant?